The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
What up, what up?
This is weird. We're recording this show after.
I know.
Normally, we record this show before we do the Nate Darling Show on Mondays.
We'll see if I'm more awake and see if that, you know, recording two shows first.
Yeah, well, Kareem got here early, so we figured, screw it, we'll knock those out so he's not sitting here staring at us. Because he would have just given a side eye for a half hour while we did this.
Yeah. You hear him chuckle every now and then, I think.
Okay, occasionally, but it would be a lot of side eye. A
lot of side eye.
A lot of disappointed looks.
Very disappointed looks, yeah. I think I've never seen so much disappointment from someone that's not in my family.
Well, it's like he's part of your family.
That's true.
It's really odd because normally Koreans hate black people.
Yeah.
it's the mortal combat between demonstrating in the streets and protecting your liquor stores.
Exactly. So I think that's why he looks at me sometimes.
That's why.
Because he's like, I actually like you. Don't fuck this up. Oh, you said something and you fucked this up. But I like you and I'm battling for you right now.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a lot of what his eyes say to me.
You know, I think Kareem does like you. And I think one of the things is that he looks out for you.
Yeah, he does.
Whether you realize it or not. So when you do something that he thinks is crazy, he's like, ah. Oh. These damn kids.
Yeah, that's exactly it. He is like an older brother. Like, he does look out for me, but it's so funny because, like, he knows that I know what I do is stupid. He knows that. So he can't even do anything. He's just like, you already know that you're doing this wrong.
Well, to be fair, he did leave his backpack here again.
Yeah, and then Ace was all up
which he's done that a couple of times.
Look how cute Ace is.
Usually, yes, Ace has taken over Kareem's chair. Since Kareem has left now.
He left
his backpack. I sent him messages. I for whatever reason, I don't have his phone number in my phone.
I thought you would.
I thought I did too, but we communicate via Facebook, but either if he has his phone in his bag, which I don't think he does, he probably has it in his hand, he would have had to have checked it while he's driving.
Yeah, so at least he's not texting and driving.
No, but at a certain point he'll realize, oh, I left my backpack. So we'll figure all that out.
This is so... I just want to cuddle.
he's nothing but thumb claws and hate right now.
Yeah, he hasn't cuddled with me at all today.
It's so hot today. It's a hot day.
You know, I always... Okay.
Although, to be fair, they stay in air-conditioned comfort all the time. They've got it pretty well.
They do. But I just realized, like, I get really upset because... I noticed that, like, I never find anyone that, like, is a cuddle friend during the winter months. It's always during, like, spring or summer or, like, when it's about to get, like, really hot.
Okay.
And that's the freaking worst.
Not if you have air conditioning.
Well, yeah, but then, like, sometimes you're like, oh, I want to save money. It's not too bad, but it's bad. Like, you want AC all the freaking time. Because if I sleep by myself, I don't need to have the AC on.
Right.
I'm cool. But if I'm sleeping with someone else, like, I want to cuddle, and, like, that is body heat.
Well, today when it was 100 degrees, I guess you probably would need air conditioning.
If you
have the option. See the cats, they stay in air conditioned comfort all the time. Although I when I'm not here, I set it at like 78. So it's not like super chill in here, but it's fine. And if they're too hot, they can go in the bathroom. It's always cooler in there. They know what they have to do.
They know.
Hey, so I was on Twitter the other day, and I know you're not there that often.
Yeah.
Or at least you're not posting there.
I'm both. I'm definitely not there. So I got Snapchat. Someone convinced me to get Snapchat. And don't know what to do with it. Like, they send me a Snapchat, and I just text them. And like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And they're like, I'm like, was I supposed to snap you a picture of what that just says, ha, ha, ha? That's stupid. I'd rather just text you.
You're too old for Snapchat.
I am too old for Snapchat. I really don't like it.
Yeah, it's...
I'm trying, though. I'm trying to get hip. Like, Twitter is hard for me, so I thought Snapchat would be easier. It's not. I barely Insta.
It's worse. Let's see. Your last tweet was May 26th. No. And you actually, I thought you followed more people than you do. You follow 69 people. yeah, you do. And you have 64 followers.
That's not bad. And a lot of them I know accidentally deleted me because I don't post enough.
Yeah. Yes. We discussed that before.
Yeah. So
what I found interesting is, like, you've got a lot of people who, I have a lot of people I don't follow, but yeah. I find out shit about other people because they're constantly retweeting. For instance, right now, Johnny Taylor is out on a bit of a tour with Keith Lowell Jensen, and I don't follow Keith on Twitter or his hat.
You don't follow Keith? That surprises me. I thought you would follow.
I'm friends with him on Facebook, but I don't follow him on Twitter or his hat. And so I do follow. Johnny Taylor followed me, so I followed him. And he posts a reasonable amount, nothing too much. But he retweets a lot of Keith's stuff. And the one thing that I found interesting was, and this is going to be a little bit inside, if I could spell this right, K-hat. Well, that's not going to work out. Oh, Keith's fancy hat is what it is.
Keith has,
it's the official Twitter for at Keith Lowell's fancy hat. This account follows me on Twitter, but I had no idea that this account existed.
This is a real thing.
It's got twice as many followers as you. Let that sink in for a second.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I can't even talk shit.
And features such stuff as, the sky is the hat of the world. One day I hope to be as encompassing as that. So it's a little metaphysical.
Yeah, that sounds like Keith.
The hat's kind of a snobby dick. But at the same time, I love Keith's mustache. It's like a hat for his mouth. So these are the things that you can find there. I didn't know this was a thing, but yeah, it's a thing.
It is a thing.
It's a thing.
Huh.
Keith's fancy hat. The closest I came to that was, do you remember a couple of years ago when Brett Favre was busted for sending pictures of his penis to somebody who worked for the Jets?
Yes.
I started a Twitter account called Brett Favre's Penis. And I just got bored with it after a while.
You actually, how many followers did you have?
A couple hundred. It did not blow up like I was expecting. People just weren't into Brett Favre's penis like I'd hoped. Shockingly enough,
he was super old a couple years ago, 50s, right?
Well, when this happened, he probably would have been about 40, 41. And married, and the chick he was sending pictures of his penis to was 26. And you know, that would be fine, except for he's married and has kids, and most women don't want pictures of your dong.
Yeah.
Especially if they work with you.
Yeah. Dick pics, man. I just don't understand. I can't get over how cute Ace is. Ace, you're so much more fun to talk about than dick picks.
Yeah, he's just laying there going, I'm just being a cat. It's hard being adorable like this. All right, so let's get the important stuff out of the way first. JWoww has picked her bridesmaids. You know, JWoww from the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I feel like she should have been married a long time ago. Well, like,
they were, she and her fiance were on a celebrity marriage boot camp reality stars season one. They're on season three now. The Situation's on this year, so they've had their share of Jersey Shore people. But she was on there first season, and basically one of the compromises that she made was at the wedding they would not televise it for the show, because she still does a show. Snooki and JWoww still have a show
that's still going on.
It's still going on.
Lies.
on MTV. I don't watch it. I watch like three episodes and I'm like, nope, I am out. I'm totes out on this.
I can't believe that's a show.
Pauly D's reality show, out.
Wait, that's still on?
No, that is not still on. That did not last at all.
What about Vinny's show?
That lasted like one season. It's like, oh, let's watch Vinny in the basement with his mom. No, no one wants to see that. First of all, no one wanted to watch Vinny in the begin with. There was nothing about that. This was that one glimmering moment in time where America went, yeah, six Guidos getting drunk at a house for the summer. I'm down with that. I'll watch that. So she picked her bridesmaids, and they're the chicks from the Jersey Shore. Snooki.
No, of course. Like, who else?
Well, you'd think she'd have other friends, like real life friends.
No, after the show, no. I think, like, because they're in that weird level of celebrity
where they're not really celebrities,
exactly,
but they are.
But they think they are real celebrities. And not a lot of normal people can relate to that because they're just like, no.
Yeah, like, get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. So all you have is each other. It makes sense.
So, yeah, it's people I haven't seen, like Dina, who no one liked. No one liked.
I might have liked her once or twice, but that's it. You know, actually, no.
Exactly.
I'm trying to think. To be fair, I don't think I liked anyone.
And then of course, Sammy. She's Sammy's sweetheart, Giancola. Is the last of the bridesmaids. So there you go. Jersey Shore reunion at the wedding.
Is Snooki married?
Yes. And she has two kids with her husband, Gianni.
Oh, God. I can't. Oh, yeah. They have two.
Two little ones now. Yeah, it's happening. So, yeah. That's what you can. If you're really wondering what's going on with Perez Hilton, that's Perez Hilton's scoop.
I don't know why. I used to go there when I was in college during class all the time for like my news.
When he would put jizz spots on every photo?
Yeah.
Like jizz trails, because that was clever then.
Before he had a son and he had to mature.
Here's the thing. Perez Hilton skinny and being paid, terrible. Fat Perez Hilton just being gay and ridiculous
was funny,
entertaining.
Yeah.
And what happened was some corporate entity went, oh, we can market that. And then he lost weight and he toned down everything he was doing. And it's like, oh, so now you're just like a lame TMZ.
Yeah. His writing too, you could tell, just became like very,
well, it went from being super bitchy to just like, here's what's happening. It's like, yeah, you're weak. Weak sauce. Weak sauce, I say.
I mean, that's what happens. When people get famous, it's going to happen, I guess.
I'm not saying he sold out, because I don't think that's at all what happened. I think what happened was,
well, he had to play nice, too, because, I mean, if it's corporate, you know,
here's the other thing.
He's a brand now.
Here's the other thing. I think when he was fat Perez Hilton, he hated himself. I think he was probably also doing a lot of drugs. And when he sobered up and smartened up and got healthy, he didn't hate himself or really the world as much. Because not only was he projecting hate inward, that's depression. He was projecting it outward too.
Yeah.
To the world. And it appears as though he's found his happy place. He's just not that entertaining, which
is, you know.
So mazel tov for your happiness, Perez. If that is your real name, it's not his real name.
No way.
No, it's
you
not.
Know. I think I'm like. I think that's why I'm a little scared too, to like fall in love and be in a relationship, because then I'll be happy, and I feel like my comedy would just.
You think
shit
your talent?
On
you think your talent comes from misery?
I'm worried that it might. To be perfectly honest with you, I don't think I know myself well enough to confidently say it does not come from a slight place of misery.
That's just where you're pulling material from.
That's what I'm saying. But also, like, my wit gets really good when I'm angry. Like, I'm really funny when I'm pissed off.
Well,
but
falling in love and getting married doesn't stop that. I've been the angriest times of my life have been when I've been married.
Yeah, but I want to be happy. I don't know. Like, I just feel like me being in a relationship is not.
Yeah, but
nobody, I talk about being single on stage, and I like that. I like that side of me, and I feel like that's the fun side. But me in a relationship, also, it could be that I haven't found the right partner, but me in a relationship is boring. And I'm not most, as funny. Nor
most
do
people
I care.
In a most people in a relationship is boring. Although I don't know, I've been in a relationship for a while now, and I don't think I'm any more or less exciting than I was
Leslie's
before.
Leslie's dope. I really like Leslie. Like I said, I kick it with you to hang out with her. So you know.
No, she very much is, and she's
so
the
reason. That's cool.
Yeah, she's the reason I went to the doctor. She is so the reason I went to the doctor. She made the appointment for me. Like, she took a picture of my insurance card.
Aww.
And called and made the appointment for the doctor for me.
She likes you.
So I'm probably going to live at least 10 years longer because of that. Most people wouldn't do that. I mean, even
no, see, that makes my heart like happy to hear like stories like that, you know?
Yeah, but I've still got plenty of we sat here last week. It was primarily on the Nate Darling show, but we talked about it a little bit on this show about going to the doctor and all of the things that happen there. Like you walk in, the first thing they do is to put you on the scale, and then they bring you over and they go take off your shoes and they measure how tall you are, because suddenly your shoes are really super important. Because, like, I could have walked in with Gene Simmons' 8-inch platform shoes, and I get on the scale, they add 12 pounds, they write that down as your regular weight. You get over to measure, they're like, no, take those off. It's like, no, they go together. But no, not at the doctor's office.
No, that's why I got all pissed off. Like, I would try to take off my shoes and, like, empty my pockets. They're like, you don't need to do that. I'm like, yeah, I do.
Do you have any idea how heavy my phone is?
Yeah, in addition to my wallet, my keys, because I have hella shit on my keys. And then, like, you know, my shoes, because I wear heavy shoes. And, you know, like, my clothes, my jacket. I sometimes... So, like, you know, I like to subtract a good, like, 7 pounds.
That's about what it is. Because before I went the first day, I did the get up. You know, get up, you know, poop, make sure you're fully empty, and get on the scale naked before you get in the shower.
Yeah.
So there's no residual water weight. Weighed myself, and then I got dressed, stepped on the scale again before I left, and it was 7 pounds. 7 pounds difference, exactly.
Damn.
That's
my excuse. Right,
that's
now
what it was. And people are like, your clothes don't weigh that much. Yeah, they do, actually, because it's same scale, same place. I hadn't had breakfast yet. It was, I mean.
Yeah, because I wear jeans a lot. That's got, and then I have my Pokemon belt that's actually a seatbelt. That has to weigh a lot.
It all adds up. Every little bit adds up, and it adds up to anywhere 5 to 7 pounds in what you're wearing. Now, I mean, if you're you know, a dirty whore and you wear very little, then you don't have
much.
Or
you could just be a whore. You don't have to be dirty. It's okay.
You could
We're equal here.
You are a smelly
show.
Pirate hooker.
Yeah. You could be that. It could be whatever. I don't think it matters if you're in a relationship or not, because there's always the... You can always construct the this was me single, this is me in a relationship, and compare and contrast. If you're funny, and you're funny, you're going to be able to find the humor in the things around you and your experiences, because that's a talent, and the talent is noticing and paying attention and being able to craft jokes.
I think I guess I'm nervous about, like, I get lazy and not think as much, because it changes. Like, when I'm with somebody, I kind of change the way I think too, because I feel like I have to care about another person besides myself.
Well, you do, yeah.
And I don't like doing that. I think that's the main problem.
The biggest thing is the time, because you don't have the same amount of free time, because you're spending X amount of hours with somebody else.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, even if you're just hanging out, and eventually you find your level where you can be in the same room hanging out and one person is watching TV and you're maybe writing jokes.
See, I liked that level. Like, that level makes me so happy. Like, that level of comfort. I just want to fast forward to that level for everybody.
Yeah. Well, see, it's
that
very
came
hard.
Out wrong. Like, I plan on dating multiple people.
But at a certain point, I don't know about you, but, like, if I'm in a room like that and somebody's doing something else, at a certain point, my insecurity will kick in, and it's like, what are you doing? You don't want to hang out with me? You're doing your other thing.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, it's because we all have that.
God, you're a girl.
But everybody has that at a certain point.
I guess so. Maybe I don't, because if I'm willing to like be in the same room with someone, and if I'm writing jokes, like that's all I'm thinking about and that's all I'm doing. I'm not even tripping about you. But if it's something that I don't want to do, like an application or something, I'll be like, oh, you don't wanna hang out? Why don't you want to hang out with me? Like, why? All of a sudden, I start caring.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, well, okay, what's going on?
That's true. I mean, I guess I missed it. That's why, like, I think, like, being in a relationship when, like, you're both in school, you're both working or something, it's good because then you are forced to, like, be like, oh, we both have our own thing to do. Because, like, when, you know, I was dating my ex, she was in law school, so like she would have her stuff to do and I would have my that gave me free time to do whatever I wanted.
You couldn't keep a lawyer, a potential lawyer.
You really thought I wanted that to, you don't think I tried? I was miserable. I tried.
That's what happened.
Stop reminding me. I didn't even want to mention it because it's like not one of my proudest moments in life in general. It's not like she listens to this. She used to listen to it when we first started, like when it first came out, because that's when we were dating.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think she ever like really thinks about me or cares about me at all. And so I really don't think she's like taking the time to stalk me through my podcast.
You never know.
I'd be really flattered if she did.
You know,
like I would like genuinely, that would make my heart smile.
That's the beauty of it. There are people that will never know. In fact, most of the people that listen to the show will never know who listens to the show. I know there are people, at least the Nate Darling show, and I'm sure this one as well, because it comes out on the same feed. There are people on the other side of the world that listen to this show. There are people in England that listen to this show. There are people all over the country and in Canada that listen to the show.
That's so dope.
Because that's the beauty of the internet, is they can listen to it. This show's out on Mondays. The other show's out Wednesdays and Fridays. It's free. It comes right to you. If you've got a smartphone, it downloads right to your smartphone.
Except for if you have a Droid. I never could figure it out on my Droid. I figured it out on my iPhone, but not my Droid.
Yeah, the iPhone's way easier because you've got iTunes.
Yeah.
But you can play it back on your phone. It's there. So that's how people are consuming things. And the number of people who are listening, there's still most people are listening to the radio, but the tide is turning. And this is the radio of the future. It really is, for lack of a better term. And, you know, for us, we're sitting in my living room doing it, and that's fine. This isn't like what we're trying to make our jobs out of. And there's plenty of people that's what they're doing. Adam Carolla. There's a lot of former DJs who had following as DJs that are doing them. There's a bunch of stand-ups that are doing them. Greg Fitzsimmons, Christopher Titus, Mark Maron started doing a podcast when he got fired from Air America.
Yeah, he's really funny. I really like his podcast.
And here's the thing. I had no idea who the fuck Mark Maron was.
Yeah, I didn't.
And then it's like, oh, Mark Maron does this really funny podcast. And all of a sudden, and now he's got a TV show on IFC. He's still doing his podcast. He's getting booked all over the country, major headlining gigs. And he was doing it in his garage just to do it.
Yeah, I think he's still doing it out of his garage.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no, because you can do these anywhere. You don't have to go, oh, we're going to set up a studio here and we're going to do this. And some guys do that, and that's fine. It's mostly old radio guys that do that, where they were used to getting, you know, you get up, you get in your car, you go to whatever radio studio, and you did your shift and you left. And a lot of them are starting to do it that way, or they build out a room in their home so it's a permanent thing.
Yeah.
For me, it's kind of I obviously don't have the room for that, but for me, that would be a waste of a room. I'd be like, oh, really? We're gonna leave it up the whole time? I don't know. Do I suddenly live in Texas and have a 5-bedroom house?
That would still be a waste of a room. I'm trying to think what I would do instead if I had that much. I'll make a gym. I want a gym in my house.
You'd never use it.
I would so use it.
No, you wouldn't.
I would so use it. I don't work out because I don't have a gym in my house.
That's nonsense. That is nonsense.
No, I would use
it.
With how much alcohol and extra calories I consume, I would use it.
The only people who use workout stuff in their home are celebrities who can't go to the gym, because everybody else ends up using it as a clothes rack.
No, okay, here's the reason why I actually believe I would use it. Because, okay, one, I would never have enough clothes to do that.
Mm.
Two, I still have, like, this whole, like, I think I'm an athlete still. You know what I mean? So I feel like I need to work out and be in the gym. And, like, I don't have one right now, so it makes me sad. So that's why, like, I think I would use it, because I would be like, maybe I would want to get back into golf or something.
Mm.
And I would feel like I'm doing something productive. And it's like an old habit.
Okay.
Because now I don't work out, I get anxious. And I tried running today. I tripped. Oh, dear God, this was embarrassing. I was running and it was super hot today, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I went on my run. Okay. I should not say run. That's an exaggeration.
Jog.
I went on my jog that ended up turning into a walk jog. And, then jog, and then mostly walk the rest of the way.
Sure.
So I was running, and then next thing I know, I'm like, my face is like that close to the fucking ground.
Why? Because you're like, you're holding your fingers like about a foot apart.
I was about to fall, like eat shit, and then I kind of like caught myself like last second, like,
what
with
did
my
you,
hand.
Did you pass out while you were running?
I tripped over. I felt the foot. Like, I was running, and then I don't know what I did. I think I just dragged my foot, like, never mind, I don't need to pick it up. And, like, I just, like, almost ate shit. And then I look up, and I'm like, okay, thank God no one saw that. Like, good thing it's hot. Like, there's no one out here. Look up. There's this freaking construction dude just chilling on the entrance of the bike trail, just posted. And I was like, there's no construction going on anywhere.
Right.
It was the creepiest thing, so I'm, like, jogging past him.
He's Instagramming it.
Yeah, and I was like, that was really embarrassing. Because I've eaten shit in front of people, and that's fine. But, like, to, like, kind of brush it off and, like, look around and be like, all right, cool. Like, I don't have to tell anybody about this. But, like, now I feel like I have to beat the press and be like, yeah, it happened.
You're expecting about your next show.
Yeah, like, they're like, hey, aren't you that bitch that tripped?
Yeah,
like,
look, I got the video, everybody. Look at it.
There's nothing around. There wasn't even, like, a sidewalk crack. Like, literally, my shoes were tied. There was nothing that could have, like, made me do that.
You lost focus. That happened to me when I did last August. I was doing a 12K trail run, and I was tired. I mean, I was admittedly very tired. I made the mistake when I started, and this was many, many pounds ago. The run started with an uphill, and I made the mistake of going, because I'd done some hill training. I'm like, I'm going to run up the hill as far as I can, and then I'll walk the rest of it. And that gassed me.
Wait,
first thing.
Yeah, I understand that. So what are you supposed to do, though?
You're supposed to walk the first hill. I mean, unless you're in amazing shape, you walk that first hill, you get up to your that elevation, and then you run the level and the down, and you walk the up. Unless you're like running, unless it's like a downhill to an uphill, and then you can let your momentum carry you.
Yeah.
Especially early in a race. And I had not run that distance before. I'd done 10Ks, but not 12Ks. And it's a trail run. And I had already done all of the uphills. I had done the downhills. I didn't run a lot of them because it was through the trees.
Yeah.
And I was afraid my legs were going to collapse because they were tired as hell. And I'm like, if my legs collapse, I'm going to hit a tree at full speed and crack my skull open.
Ooh.
And I'm going to bleed out in the middle of the woods. So meanwhile, there's guys running past me and that's fine. Cause their legs weren't gassed. So I'm like, all right, fine. I'm through this. I'm probably about 2.5 miles from the end of the race. And I'm going down, and it's this road through the woods. And so it's a little bit of gravel, a little bit of grass, nothing major. And I'm just running, and all of a sudden I let my mind wander, and I went down. My mind wandered for literally a split second, and I wasn't focused on where I was stepping, and I just stepped wrong, just a little bit off, and I went down, just biffed it.
Damn.
Biffed it.
So it is
hard.
A thing that happens, because I'm like kind of embarrassed because I'm like, I'm an adult. I should know how to like move.
You started.
Like, I've been doing this for a while.
Here's what happened. You probably started daydreaming. Your mind wandered to something, or you looked off at something. Not that you're easily distracted, but it happens, especially when it's hot.
Yeah.
And you're tired, and you're doing something like running. It's really easy to get distracted because you're like, fuck, I'm just running. What's the big deal? This is a flat level thing. And then you get distracted by something and you misstep.
Yeah, that's what I God, what story I was gonna, oh damn it, never mind, I forgot. already. See, maybe I am. Oh, you know, it's like when you drive. Have you ever blacked out while driving before?
Where you don't remember large portions of the drive?
Yeah, like, yes. You just look up and you're like, I missed my exit, like, four exits. Like, what
I've,
the
I've
fuck?
Never done that. Oh, but I have gotten from point A to point B and going, I don't remember this huge chunk of the drive.
Okay, let's go with that one.
And I know,
option,
and I know I
wasn't,
I wasn't like I drifted off and drove through the mountains of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Asleep, because you can't do that.
Yeah. But like if it's like on 50, like a straightaway or something like that, it's kind of like, it's pretty easy, I feel like, to just like power, like autopilot and just get to point B and just be like, oh shit, what? How did I?
Yeah, so it's weird. Yeah, your mind can wander and then you like, oh, well, fuck it, I biffed it.
Mind is a dangerous thing.
Gotta stay focused. So in the small town of Dannemora, New York, there was a big news. There was a prison break from the maximum security prison, which has never happened, ever. Two inmates escape. Now, I heard this, and I'm like, this has to be an inside job.
No, these, there's, yeah.
These are two convicted killers. And the thing about this prison, it's right in the middle of downtown Dannemora, New York. It's a small, small town of a couple thousand people. The walls are like 35 feet high, the outside of the prison. In fact, my first father-in-law was a tower guard there.
Oh, shit.
And he's probably retired now. I'm still going to tell the story. He was complaining that to get up to the top of the tower, he had to carry his rifle, his lunchbox, his radio, his television, and a pillow because they only gave them an uncomfortable chair to sit on. And my first thought was, that seems like a lot of distractions for someone who's supposed,
yeah,
to be keeping an eye,
really,
on the inmates. And he's like, listen, no one's going over the wall. It's 35 feet. And we've got sharpshooters in every thing. And by the time, before they got to the wall, the alarms would go off. So it's not a big deal.
Which, that makes sense. I can see that.
But these guys went out Shawshank style. It's crazy. Here's what we know as a, granted, this is going to be a week old when you hear it, but this is what we know right now.
Of two murderers from an upstate New York maximum security prison.
They needed equipment that they wouldn't have had, and they had to have the assistance of someone.
Tonight, a massive manhunt is underway for the escapees.
These are dangerous people, and they're nothing to be trifled with.
35-year-old David Sweat serving life without parole for the killing of a police officer in 2002. And his accomplice, 49-year-old Richard Matt, who is serving 25 years to life for beating, killing, and dismembering his boss.
Oh,
New York
shit.
Governor Andrew
Dick
Cuomo
Matt.
Toward the escape route discovered around 5:30 Saturday morning. After stuffing makeshift dummies into their beds so the guards thought they were sleeping, the inmates apparently got access to power tools to cut a hole in their cell.
Must have kept you awake with all that cutting, huh?
Cutting through solid steel, they exited onto a catwalk. From the catwalk, they shimmied down a tunnel below. Once there, they broke through a 24-inch thick brick wall, then cut through a 24-inch steel pipe, which they crawled through. They then cut another hole into the city sewer. When they reached a manhole outside the prison wall, they cut through its steel lock and chain, finally disappearing into the neighborhood about a block away from the prison, but not before leaving behind this post-it note with the message, "Have a nice day."
Yeah, and it was a racist drawing.
That's what I thought, was just like, that cracked me up, was the racist drawing.
Yeah, they decided, you know, we're not going to leave without making some sort of old school racist Asian caricature.
Like, I was just like, I was so sorry. I was like, really, the Asian? Is that where we went with this? Like, but I just, that had to be an incident. Where are they going to get the tools? Like, all those tools do not just come out of an asshole. Like, that,
no.
No one's asshole is that big.
Yeah, it's it's crazy, and whether they'll find them or not, I don't know. It's just amazing, just to think what they did. Now let me show you. That's not really a great photo. I mean, but that's the main street in town that runs right next to it's.
How are they just
six? It's 6 feet from the prison.
Like, how do you not, like, spot them? How do they, have they not found them yet?
It's a small town. You go into the woods, and if they had an accomplice that worked in the prison, they had someone who could drive them out. And by the time they realized they were gone, They could be anywhere. They could be in the middle of the Adirondacks, which is a huge forest, and you wouldn't find them. They could, if they've got someone helping them and they are far enough back in the woods, you're not going to find them, at least not right away, unless they figure out who it is and they sweat it out of them. But
yeah, I wonder if they are going to like go to a different state, like if they'll ever be caught. Like, this is one hell of a story if they never get caught, you know?
It is, but here's the other thing that's not too far from there. There is a Indian reservation not too far from there. And if somehow they got onto there and there was some, I don't know, it's very strange. And they're not that far from Canada either. Although I think Canadians would send them back.
Yeah, because like they had to get a job, Social Security, all that. Like they've been in jail for or prison for a while.
Yeah, like 2002.
Yeah,
they've been in jail for 14 years.
So technology's changed. Everything's changed. So they would have to, for them to get a job, they would have to go, like, someone would be like, I know you did something bad.
Well, I'm guessing they're probably going to go the route of stealing things. If they're looking for money. They're going to be going the route of like strong arm robberies.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, if they do that, yes. But who knows? Maybe they've got a winning lottery.
I'm just so curious. But I want to know if the female guard or whatever, if that was, because that had to be an inside. There's no way, no way.
Well, so they've questioned one female prison worker, and it's being compared to The Escape and Shawshank Redemption,
which is a good movie.
There are some similarities to it. So, yeah. But these two guys that got out are not Andy Dufresne. They're not, I repeat, not Andy Dufresne. So, anyway, that's that. And that's all we got.
I have no Beatrice Preach, obviously. I haven't tweeted in so long. Do you have anything?
You know, I think all I got, and this one's... this one's for you and for anybody else who's listening. Let's just say, don't be afraid to be happy.
Aww.
Because fear of happiness is what's holding you back. Because you're like, oh, I'm not going to be this way. If I'm happy, I'm not going to be able to do this anymore. Or I'm not going to be able to do this anymore. And I speak as someone who has been held back by that too. Let yourself be happy. Maybe you'll get hurt.
Yeah, maybe I'll be funnier. Who knows?
It's entirely possible. And if you open yourself up and then get hurt again after it, then you'll have a ton more material.
Oh, no, that's what I'm waiting for. I'm actually like, it's funny when my friends are like, oh, how come we're not a joke? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, because you haven't broken my heart. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
This is not a, you don't want to be a part of my set. Like,
yo,
you fucked up somewhere if you're a part of my set.
Yeah, it's it, bad,
not all the time though.
Bad things have happened. Like I had a joke about finding out that you're getting a divorce with an email.
Oh, shit.
That there are worse ways, including carrier pigeon. But I surmised that singing telegram would be the worst.
Oh my gosh, that would be the best.
Get a knock on the door.
I would totally break up with
this,
like,
guy doing the singing telegram. So your heart's broken, singing shitty songs to your face that you hate, and then you got to tip the motherfucker so he'll leave. That is the worst way for someone to break
I
up with you.
I actually wish someone will do that, break up with me like that, just so I have a new bit. That's a solid 15-minute bit right there. That would happen in real life.
Well.
Hey, future ex-girlfriends. You know how I feel about breakup presents. This is it.
That's not even a present. That's how they tell you.
Oh man. That kind of would be a gift because I love singing telegrams.
Yeah, I do not.
I've never gotten it before.
To me, that would be the worst way possible to find out.
Oh man.
Is that?
I got through email too. And then the nail in the coffin was the hamster, so that was... Oh, and there was that time I was broken up with while on my birthday right before sex. Yeah, you know what? Singing telegram would probably be an upgrade from everything that I've been through.
Mm.
I actually paid for this girl's flight from Texas to California for her to break up with me. And to find out she was cheating on our friend. Or cheating on me with our friend.
Oh...
Pay for that ticket.
That's not okay.
That's nothing compared to a singing telegram. Yeah, singing telegram would be an upgrade.
Oh, well.
I feel like I'm starting to like put out like that I'm just not lovable.
I don't know. Is that, or it's just really fun to break your heart.
You know what? I think so, too. I think people... It's good material for me. I think that's like all my material is just like the breakup... Breakup presents and...
Well, it's okay.
Laughs and Heartbreak. That's the name of my album.
So, yeah. My Bitches Preach is Don't Be Afraid to Be Happy.
That's a good one.
Don't be afraid to be happy, bitches. And on that note, we're going to wrap this episode of the Well Hung Podcast with Eddie Money. If you're of the younger folks listening,
that's me.
And you don't know who Eddie Money is, I highly encourage you to Google Eddie Money and take a look at his face and realize that he was one of the biggest pop stars of the early to mid 80s. He's a goofy looking motherfucker.
I'm going to Google him.
Well, in the meantime, enjoy him and Ronnie Spector and Take Me Home Tonight. Be My Baby. On the Well Hung Podcast, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Just like we're saying.